You're listening to SBS News.
It's a scenario that's very familiar for Melbourne residents, locking down to fight a coronavirus outbreak that originated from hotel quarantine. And with questions mounting as to how it could have happened again, acting Victorian Premier James Molino has placed responsibility with his federal counterparts.
If we had an alternative to hotel for this particular variant of concern, we would not be here today. If we had the Commonwealth's vaccine program effectively rolled out, we may well not be here today.
He's warning that those delays to the vaccine rollout, which missed its targets, have left vulnerable Victorians in aged care facilities exposed.
It is a fact that the Commonwealth vaccine program rollout has been delayed. It is a fact that we have aged care facilities where not one person has been vaccinated.
The government is taking additional measures to protect elderly Victorians in aged care. Having pledged additional vaccines, the Chief Medical Officer today adjusted the health advice around the vaccine. He's waived the 2-week waiting period between the flu vaccine and the coronavirus injection. He says the benefits of COVID protection outweigh the risks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's on the side of Victorians.
I want to assure Victorians that the Victorian and federal government are just working hand in glove here to get this job done, to focus. The only thing that matters to us is their health, their safety.
The government is poised to back Victoria's proposal for a dedicated quarantine facility to deal with cases originating from hotspot countries. Acting Premier James Molino has confirmed Commonwealth approval has been given to access two proposed sites in Mickleham and Avalon. A tender for the construction of the facilities is to be launched tomorrow.
We don't yet have the formal green light from the Commonwealth. We're waiting on their green light in terms of going ahead with the project and the Commonwealth funding the construction of the project. But we are making progress in what the state is doing.
The Prime Minister has repeatedly defended the hotel quarantine system. He says this facility, which will be state-run, won't be a replacement for CBD hotels.
We think it can be done actually quicker, and that's one of the things we're working through with them now. I think one of the really useful elements of this proposal is that it adds to the capacity. It's not in place of hotel quarantine. That's not what the Victorian government is proposing. They're proposing this to be there in addition.
But the Prime Minister's critics say it all comes far too late. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
Labor has been saying for a long period of time that the government had two jobs this year, to get quarantine right and to get the rollout of the vaccine right.
And it was this issue that dominated question time.
How can the government be comfortable with older Australians being left so vulnerable?
Don't elderly Australians deserve better than this?
In Victoria, we've already done more than our fair share to stop a third wave, so why haven't you done yours?
The Prime Minister pushed back against claims Australia's most vulnerable have been left exposed.
I have had two very important jobs, Mr. Speaker, from the day this COVID pandemic first hit this country in January of 2020. To save lives, Mr. Speaker, and to save livelihoods. And Mr. Speaker, that is what our government has been working
members
to
on
do.
Both. Victoria will also continue to receive incoming international flights, a flight from India touching down earlier today. Naveen Razik, SBS News. We'll be right back.